T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line right now from the NFL Network is Ian Rappaport. Hello, Ian. How are you?
What's going on? How are you guys?
Good.
Gee, not much going on here. Tell me from a national perspective, how big a deal is this to the National Football League?
I guess the real answer is I don't know. It is, you know, right now we just know what everyone is sort of claiming. We know the NFL is investigating, and there seems to be some pretty clear evidence to look at. There's a video. There's some sort of testimony from a Patriots staffer, if you want to call it that, after the Bengals NFL security kind of realized this situation. You know, we know what the Patriots are saying, which is that they were filming a documentary, a day in the life of an advanced scout, which sadly we'll never get to see the end of that one. You know, and it does seem like some of that documentary involves shooting the Bengals sideline. We know that the Bengals are pretty perturbed by this whole thing, but we don't know what the motive was other than what the Patriots said, and we don't know what the result of the NFL's investigation is going to be.
Yeah, what's the scale, you think, for a possible punishment, you know, best case to worst case scenario?
You know, I would imagine a fine, you know, if there is a punishment, and I don't know for sure that there really is going to be, you know, because if it's an independent contractor, if it's something that was done with literally no knowledge of anyone involved in football, and like just from a pure like human standpoint, I mean, did Bill Belichick reach out to an independent contractor from Crass Films to see if they could get shots of the Bengals sideline, considering they've gone, you know, they're 1-11 or whatever they are? I mean, it's just some of that. You know, the motive seems far-fetched. I'll say that. I mean, we'll see what the NFL will come down with. But to me, if it's anything, if it's, you know, something like the Patriots should have cleared it with the NFL and cleared it with the Bengals and they didn't, here's a punishment, then potentially you're talking about a fine.
Ian, how real is the outrage across the country about this?
Across the country? You know, I haven't sensed any real outrage. You know, I think everyone not involved probably thinks it's pretty funny. You know, that's what seems to be the kind of viewpoint. I don't think the Bengals think it's funny at all. I get the sense that they are very unhappy with this. But again, I mean, you know, do I think that a whole country is in concert believing that the Patriots conspired to spy on one of the worst teams in the NFL, giving signals on the sideline, which, you know, teams don't even really do anymore? I mean, you can sort of, and they substitute and stuff, but usually everyone covers their mouth and you say everything you need to see, you know, say into a headset. So it just doesn't even, just logistically, it doesn't even really make much sense anymore.
The Patriots can't say it, but Willie McGinnis did just a few moments ago with us. He said, really? You think they need this for the Cincinnati Bengals?
I mean, yeah. Now, you know, watch, something crazy will happen on Sunday. But, I mean, I would say, if the Patriots decided, all right, we're going to I can't even fathom after everything that happened a couple years ago, after Bill Belichick's press conference, the Mona Lisa Beto press conference, where he basically talked about everything they did and said in plain words, it will literally never happen again. Hard for me to imagine Belichick or anyone with the Patriots going off the reservation and saying, you know what? Let's break our 3 or 4 year ban on spying to make sure we know how the Bengals are substituting. Just from a common sense standpoint, I have a lot more questions than answers.
And unlike the Antonio Brown situation, would you expect the league to turn this around pretty quickly? And whether it's a fine, whether it's not even a fine, just something, just to have a ruling on this pretty soon?
Yeah, I really would. Mostly because if there's nothing nefarious, then I mean, I would say just come out with it, you know, hit the Patriots for not allowing the league to, you know, not alerting the league and not alerting the Bengals and and kind of move on. Now, the Browns knew. The Browns were very well aware of everything the Patriots were doing. The Bengals were not, and the NFL was not. If that's going to be the penalty, just come out with it. It's also, you know, like the Antonio Brown situation is insanely complex. There are different versions. There's witnesses. There's documents. There's text messages. There's other evidence. These things take a really long time. This should not. There's very few people involved, and there's a video. So I would imagine this gets handled pretty quickly.
If the NFL decides to penalize the Patriots, would they release the video to let people see exactly what was filmed, or would they not bother?
I don't know is the honest answer. I know it's not something the NFL has always done. It is something the NFL has sometimes done. You know, I mean, they've, in situations where they've had in-depth investigations, they've released reports. You know, they've released reports on Ray Rice. They've released, obviously, reports on Deflategate. Would they release a video? I don't know. Yeah. My guess is probably not, especially because, you know, in that statement the Patriots released, they basically said that they did it. The motive is sort of the question, but they basically said they did it.
Final question before we let you go. I got to believe in the privacy of his own office, Bill Belichick is sitting there saying, are you bleeping kidding me?
Yeah, I would imagine you're right. And, you know, when Bill Belichick, not exactly a man of many words, especially when it comes to these types of things, but I imagine he's seething because, you know, yes, I understand what happened several years ago, obviously. I think everybody does. But one of the things about Belichick is he knows all the rules. He knows every sort of edge and every single thing about them. I think he is very clear about not stepping over the line. And he was very serious about not having anything like this ever, ever again. I think he hates it. I'm sure he's very frustrated, especially if you consider that he, you know, probably had literally nothing to do with it and just heard about it when we all did. Yeah, I would say he's not happy this morning.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.